because you can handle the truth.
Ralph Kermit Winrod the second coming to you live out of Alaska, and it was a good day, nice and sunny up here, and I don't know, must be in the 70s or somewhere along in there. Good day. I hope everybody got to watch Michael Lindell's Cyber Symposium. I got to get the lawyer's name that was there. I'm going to talk about two things that he came out with that's absolutely astounding, that's going to help everything I'm doing and everything that will help you if you want to tangle with the Internal Revenue criminals or other agencies. Dr. Frank, of course, he was amazing with his physics type stuff. And it was just amazing to watch what was going on. I was so glad that somebody from Alaska, I was concerned that we didn't have anybody in Alaska that would actually, Eastman, he actually showed up. I don't know if he's a senator or representative. I got to get a hold of him. The one thing that they did, they put on the homepage, which I've been working on. I'm going to briefly go over it, and then I'm going to get into some other just amazing stuff, is they showed all the states. And I haven't got through all of them yet, unfortunately, because I just got started this morning. But I built a little small spreadsheet that would show the number of votes flipped and the percentages. Real easy to do in Excel. I like Excel. And I don't think I need to go over all the numbers, because you can go on the, I'm going to be posting this if you want to see it later today when I get this spreadsheet done. In Utah, they skipped over. Alaska, they had wrong. But what I came up with was amazing when I started doing this. I just couldn't believe it. All the differences were flipped about 4.20 or 4.21%. Every state. Illinois was 4.15. And Maine was only 4.14. For there were two of them that were out of the, but they're all 4.21% changing the, flipping the votes. I said, now isn't that interesting? Do you think man did that? I don't think so. No, that's just more evidence that it's conclusively was done by a computer. And I liked that retired general, whatever, I got to get his name and stuff. It's so simple to set up. He was talking to Dell, but it didn't mean to. The American made, I have a scanner. And it's a simple, cheap scanner. All it does is scan and have a DVD burner. That's it. Nothing else. So you scan the stuff, put it on a DVD, burn it to a DVD, and then you have a chain of custody, just like you do in police evidence or anything else. Take it to another location where a computer, of course, it's, none of this is tied to the internet, but you have a hard chain, the DVD, chain of custody. So it's real easy to figure out what's going on with it. They deal with money. They do it with all kinds of things. Okay, so it gets to the computer. You put it in there so we can quickly tabulate it. And then you have another DVD, and you give it to the Secretary of State, wherever she lives in the world. Hand carry. That's it. Cheap. He was talking about some, I think it was Louisiana, wanted to spend $100 million. This is $20 million. There's nothing complicated about it. At all. It's all done in-house. There's no internet ever. And the DVD is the hard evidence that goes from one point to another point. We don't need immediate internet nonsense, because if anything, if the internet computer, the outside world, it can be hacked. I mean, there's no, I watched them down, there's a guy down there in 10 minutes with a cell phone hacked stuff. Or with an Apple cell phone. I couldn't believe it. 10 minutes. He was hacked into something down there. They were, just to show how easy it is. Nothing is secure. And Dr. Frank did his analysis with the 2010 census, and it absolutely proved. I mean, every state followed the same thing, the same patterns, same little bumps and everything. And he could predict what was going on, and he did. And this other thing, which is amazing, is that Mike Lindell has the same thing as what's known as DNA in the cyber world. He has all of the packets from beginning to end, and they can't be modified. It's like your DNA. If they have a murder or a rape, and they get your DNA out of the semen and out of the blood at the site, that DNA is, you're just done. There's nothing to talk about. Period. It's over. And I guess what is amazing is that nobody seems to want to talk to them about this stuff. Not on the internet much. And there's some hit pieces out there. This, and I'm with him. What happened to Fox News? The people that own Fox, along with Soros, are funding a whole bunch of this stuff. And that's the thing that he did the thing with the general about old Soros. Oh, he was over there with a Jew. He claimed to be a Christian. Well, I didn't have a problem with stealing his fellow, quote, Jewish stuff, having him killed or putting him on the trains or whatever. And he admitted. He said, what? He's, well, doesn't it affect your conscience? He says, no. I look at one thing. How much money I'm going to make. That's it. Now, I kind of remember in the Bible, the love of money is the root of all evil. So he has no thing. They ask him, does he believe in God? No. Boy, he'd make a heck of a candidate for an Antichrist. Why hasn't he been brought up and brought into Congress and all that? I mean, there's no getting around it. We've got Republicans and Democrats in on this. The Democrats are totally just they're off, and the Republicans kind of like the status quo, most of them. They got no backbone. They have no morals at all. The Democrats, it's a flat-out race to the end. They're just openly doing this right now. It's a flat-out race until we can get this turned around and stopped. Get Trump back in there. And the Supreme Court is doing some of this crazy stuff. I'm not kidding you. When a guy from Kansas, a farm boy from Kansas, can take a Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act and in a matter of minutes show conclusively it is total nonsense, there's something wrong with the Supreme Court. There's something seriously wrong with the Supreme Court. They got around and said that the IRS implemented the Affordable Care Act as 5,000. IRS can't implement anything. It has to go through the key to this whole thing, and I just can't seem to stress it enough. Congress makes laws of the United States in accordance with this Constitution, but they quit that a long time ago. They make public law now, but that's another issue. But that's Congress makes the laws of the United States, Article 6, in accordance with this Constitution, pursuant to. So what can agencies do? They can't make laws. They're not the Department of Justice. They can't bring statutory law forward. But they use codes all the time. So what did Congress say for this alternate universe we call the headless fourth branch of government that sits outside the Constitution? And I don't know why people, they just... The thing is, by what power are you authorized and empowered? That is the question. Agency. Where is your authority and what do I have to pay attention to? You can't use code. The Federal Register in 1935 mandated if you are an agency, federal agency, in any document or whatever, they got a list, a whole laundry list. It says general applicability and legal effect, it shall be in the Federal Register. There's no getting around it. Shall be there. It's the same thing as if we're going to have, I quote, law of the United States, which is we don't have, but if we did, it has to pass the House of Representatives, it's got to pass the Senate, it's got to be signed or vetoed and then overcome the veto. That is the requirement for this headless fourth branch of government. They shall publish in the Federal Register. And they do. They're not publishing in there because they just don't, there's something to do. They publish, so why doesn't somebody read it? This boggles my mind. Took me a while, quite a few years, chasing my tail. I went down more rabbit holes. I said, oh, go to tax court. Yay! As soon as I put in to take judicial notice, they said, we can't take judicial notice. Well, what's your standard of review? What's your judicial notice? You got to have something. It's like you go to the Bible, you're saying we don't use the Ten Commandments? Well, you got to have something to stand on. And so you have to back up and say, well, I went down the wrong rabbit hole. And it's so simple. This process is so simple. I've got to get it written up. But what this lawyer did also helped me, because I want to go on the offensive. We're going to start suing these people, these agents. Absolutely. They're wide open. General applicability and legal effect. This is where the quote, Comrade Dementia Biden gets his power to do executive orders, because it says federal agency means President of the United States. He's a federal agency. That's ridiculous. It's beyond belief. But that's what he's doing. If you ever go read one of them, it says laws of the United States of America at the top. It doesn't say laws of the United States. Because they can't do it. There's two sides. We've got two different governments running along here. And they're one of them is not a real government. It's the headless fourth branch of government. It's a totalitarian communist dictatorship all rolled into one bunch of nonsense. And it says also in the Federal Register, if you don't publish it, Mr. Agency, you got nothing to say to me because I don't have notice. And it says also, because it's a new, it's called administrative law, everybody's got to take judicial notice. Just that simple. So why wouldn't I go to the Federal Register? They're published there. Don't hide it. Nobody wants to use it. Well, the IRS makes it really easy. I stumbled around for years chasing code and a lot of other people, Title 26, and finally figured out that wasn't going to work. Went to tax court, figured out that wasn't going to work. So what do? You keep reading, you say, what do these people keep losing? Because we weren't even bringing up anything of substance that the court even had to look at. They're just laughing at us. IRS, I put out a 706 part 301 regulations. So why would that be important? It's the same thing on this vaccinations. Human subjects, who is, I may read those off again, all of the agencies, where is their authority to demand anybody get a vaccine that was just not a vaccine to begin with? Where's it? I went in there, this suit that was filed by Beecraft down there, American Frontline Doctors in Alabama, and they found this thing. Who does the human subject, the policy, apply to? Well, wouldn't it be nice to know? And you go in there and look at every one of it. It actually comes out. I've never seen anything like it. They list all the agencies and all the regulations in the same Federal Register, and it's all 5 U.S.C. 301. You just can't make this up. I said, it's right out there in the open. And what does 5 U.S.C. 301 say? Chrysler V. Brown brings it out there. It's called housekeeping regulations are also called interpretive regs. It's for, well, here's what it says, 5 U.S.C. Department Rental Lake. It's labeled Departmental Regulations. Well, do you not believe the title? The head of the executive department or military department may prescribe regulations for the government of his department, the conduct of its employees, the distribution and performance of its business, the custody, use, and preservation of its records, paper, and property. Is there anything complicated about that? It's all internal nonsense. And there's all kinds under notes of decisions. It says it's housekeeping or interpretive regs. It had nothing to do with you or me. IRS is the easiest one right now. There's no reason to do IRS. Why? Well, you have to have a notice of deficiency. The government's got to say, hey, Ralph, you owe money. So send me a notice of deficiency in the definition, 6211 and 6212. It's a part 301 reg. It's 26 CFR, a code of federal regulations, is a compilation of Federal Register publications under one statute. So the next part is 301, period, and then they have 6211. That's the statute that it supposedly references, or 6212. It's a 301 reg. Well, if they can't give me notice that I owe money, we're done. 6203, assessment. They can't assess anything. They have to assess and say, okay, Ralph, you owe so much money. They can't do that. 6331, lien, levy, distraint coming from my property. They can't do that either. That's a 301 reg. The filed to file a implied in law contract. It's a 301 reg.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Okay, well, we're going through this here, and it's interesting. I was just doing this Excel spreadsheet. Minnesota, Trump won Minnesota. They flip 169,206 votes. He had a 1.13% win. He won Minnesota. I'm going to get these other ones done, too, here. It's just amazing. Georgia. They flipped 415,000 votes, and he had 8% win. He had 8% more than Biden in the actual reality. It's hard to believe that. And just, why is nobody interested in this? If you got the DNA, which is what Michael Lindell has, why is nobody interested? They really don't want to have fair elections. That's a fact. We've got to judge them by what they do. How come Fox wouldn't run an ad? I'm getting ready. I don't want to watch anything with Fox. I mean, they talk about COVID. I'm tired of talking about COVID and all this. Who cares what Fauci and all them? It's one continuous stream of lies. What is to be learned? Nothing. They're liars. Be gone. Anyway, Trump won Minnesota. They flipped 169,206 votes in Minnesota. I just put that in the spreadsheet. I'm going to finish that up. I have Kim. I have Camtasia, which is really a good program to to capture any screen stuff. It's really slick, super simple. Anyway, getting back to this other, if the IRS, I don't know how to stress this. It's the simple issue is the Federal Register Act mandates everything that an agency does has to be general applicability and legal effect. Has to be in the Federal Register. Just like anything Congress does has got to be a law of the United States if we're going to listen to them. It's just that simple. It's general applicability and legal effect. And if it's not there, you flip them to the bird. They publish, but they made it complicated. But it's not. And you have to take judicial notice. Everybody does. And Congress is our enemy. I can unequivocally tell you, when they passed the Administrative Procedures Act, they are our enemy. How can I prove that? Really, quite simple. Because the second part of anything, you start with general applicability and legal effect. Did they publish it in the Federal Register? Look for that statute number. In Westlaw, it's real easy. Or if it's not published, that statute, go in that statute and look for other statutes. That's the other trick they play. Okay? Real easy. Just those things. I put out a list of 706. Just do a word search on those four digits and see if it exists. If it's there, it'll be a 301 reg. General, it's housekeeping, nothing. Holding the Supreme Court, I just did a module on all kinds of other courts saying the same thing. It's got nothing to do with you or me. It's never been used with the IRS anywhere going up the ladder. Why? I know why I didn't use it, because I didn't know. If I'd have known, I'd have done it, man. I do now, and I'm doing it. I'm going to put the front end on this, how to sue these suckers. They're not suckers, they're criminals. Why is the Congress making it so difficult for this headless fourth branch of government? Why did they make it so difficult, and why is it that they would make them our enemy? They say in the Federal Register, in a congressional record, nothing applies to us. They call them citizens. It's a citizen of the United States, by the way. Unless the agency publishes in the Federal Register. That's in the administered congressional notes. They don't even hide it. This has got to happen. Now, the other logic is, in the there are certain things that Congress can withhold you from having a remedy. Where did they get the authority to say that somebody is over me and they can screw me and I can't? I mean, where's the logic, folks? That's not our republic. That's just simple logic. Somebody screws me over, lies to me, or takes my property, and I don't have a remedy? I found out how to get around that one, because I found out in the code. They said, oh, well, for collections, you have a remedy. But if it's a notice of deficiency, you don't. So you go back to tax court and see if the tax court will and say, oh, yeah, there's a notice of deficiency now. It's a loop. In code, you can't win. I read the cases. Sit down and analyze. I said, well, why do these people keep losing? They keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. So anyway, the only other thing you have to remember on any agencies, all agencies, back in a minute.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Well, we're back. And I think we'll play. I was looking at, let me go look here again at this fax numbers. They're saying they had a problem here. So the number that they have out right now, there's 12,366 deaths that they've admitted to. 4,000 have had Bell's palsy. Permanently disabled, 14,251. Heart attacks, 5,236. Miscarriages, 1,381. Life-threatening, 12,194. Does that sound like something that you want? It used to be if you get 50 deaths in a vaccine, a quote, vaccine. Of course, this is not. And that's what we're going to play. This is Dr. David Martin, and he's head of the biggest company, and he's based on, then I'm going to get back to the IRS again. He goes and looks at the actual documents and the patents, and they patent it and say that it is a bioweapon. So let's see, what's the lowest number I just sent you? I sent you... let's go ahead and play clip 262, please.
The patents all covering not only the RNA strands, but also the subcomponents of the gene strands were all issued to Abbott and Sanofi. And then we have Crucell, we have Rubius Therapeutics, we have Children's Medical Corporation, we have countless others that include Ludwig Maximilian's Universität in München, Protein Science Corporation, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, University of Iowa, University of Hong Kong, Chinese National Human Genome Center in Shanghai, all identifying in patent filings that ranged from 2008 until 2017, every attribute that was allegedly uniquely published by the single reference publication, the novel bat coronavirus, reveals, quote, natural insertions at the S1, S2, 2 cleavage site of the spike protein and possible recombinant 3 origin of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Paper that has been routinely used to identify the novel virus. Unfortunately, if you actually take what they report to be novel, you find 73 patents issued between 2008 and 2019, which have the elements that were allegedly novel in the SARS-CoV-2, specifically as it relates to the polybasic cleavage site, the ACE2 receptor binding domain, and the spike protein. So the clinically novel components of the clinically unique, clinically contagious, you know where I'm going with this. Okay. There was no outbreak of SARS because we had engineered all of the elements of that. And by 2016, the paper that was funded during the gain of function moratorium that said that the SARS coronavirus was poised for human emergence, written by none other than Ralph Baric, was not only poised for human emergence, but it was patented for commercial exploitation 73 times.
Didn't Ralph Baric, I think I saw a video clip with him giving a speech in which he explicitly told the audience that you can make a lot of money with this.
Yes, you can. And he has made a lot of money doing this.
Oh.
So for those who want to live in the illusion that somehow or another that's the end of the story, be prepared for a greater disappointment, because somebody knew something in 2015 and 2016, which gave rise to my favorite quote of this entire pandemic. And by that, I'm not being cute. My favorite quote of this pandemic was a statement made in 2015 by Peter Daszak. The statement that was made by Peter Daszak in 2015, reported in the National Academies of Press publication, February 12th, 2016, and I'm quoting, "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process," end quote.
That's quite shocking, because I thought that...
Let me just read that again, just because I don't know if I might get lost in translation. So let me just go ahead and read it slowly.
Yeah.
And as Americans love to do when speaking to a multilingual audience, maybe I should say it louder. We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process, end quote.
That's really, I mean, Peter Doshi, wasn't he the one who...
No, Peter Daszak.
Oh, Daszak.
Peter Daszak, the head of EcoHealth Alliance.
Okay. Peter Doshi is a good guy.
Yeah, I was just...
Peter Daszak, the person who was independently corroborating the Chinese non-lab leak, non-theory, because there wasn't a lab leak. This was an intentional bioweaponization of spike to inject into people to get them addicted to a pan coronavirus vaccine. This has nothing to do with a pathogen that was released, and every study that's ever been launched to try to verify a lab leak is a red herring.
And there's really nothing that is new in this.
Nothing. Zero. 73 patents on everything clinically novel. 73 all issued before 2019. And I'm going to give you the biggest bombshell of all to prove that this was actually not a release of anything, because patent 7279327, the patent on the recombinant nature of that lung-targeting coronavirus, was transferred mysteriously from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to the National Institutes of Health in 2018. Now, here's the problem with that. Under the Bayh-Dole Act, the U.S. government already has what's called a march-in right provision. That means if the U.S. government has paid for research, they are entitled to benefit from that research at their demand or at their whim. So explain why, in 2017 and 2018, suddenly the National Institutes of Health have to take ownership of the patent that they already had rights to, held by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And how did they need to file a certificate of correction to make sure that it was legally enforceable? Because there was a typographical error in the grant reference in the first filing. So they needed to make sure that not only did they get it right, but they needed to make sure every typographical error that was contained in the patent was correct. On the single patent required to develop the Vaccine Research Institute's mandate, which was shared between the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in November of 2019 and Moderna in November of 2019, when UNC Chapel Hill, NIAID, and Moderna began the sequencing of a spike protein vaccine a month before an outbreak ever happened.
This sounds a little bit, we got a cure or a thing before it even comes. You think we had, this isn't all planned out? Let's go ahead and play the next clip, and then we'll go ahead.
So for us, it wasn't hard to figure out that this was not a public health crisis. This was an opportunistic marketing campaign to address a stated objective. And that's why this is Occam's razor. It's the easiest thing to describe, because they're the ones that said it. And the Occam's razor reality is they said they needed to get the public to accept a pan-coronavirus vaccine countermeasure. And they needed the media to create the hype, and investors would follow where they see profit. You do not have anything else you need to rely on to explain the events of the last 20 months than the actual statement of the actual perpetrator. And I don't do the navel-gazing exercise of going in to try to understand whether there were mommy issues behind a bank robber. If they're holding a bag of money outside of a bank, I actually make the crazy assumption that maybe they're a bank robber. Similarly, if I have somebody who says we need to use the media to hype a medical countermeasure, which is in fact the injection of a synthetic, recombinant, chimeric protein developed off of a computer simulation, if I'm actually going to listen to the motivation for why that might be being done, I will listen to the person doing the manipulation, who says investors will follow where they see profit. I don't need more explanation.
Fact. Now, we can't do fact. David Martin, he's one of the biggest outfits, and they have, this is in the public record in patents. He cites many of the patent numbers. This is fact. It's not fiction. But nobody wants to talk about it. Does that show you how corrupted our media and our politicians and these business, these corporations are? You just, it's just, it's hard to believe that we could get this many people. But they've been working on this for decades. And how did we, if these, because I know this Diebold back in the 90s was corrupt. They had congressional hearings in the 90s, and they didn't do anything. We in America have not been electing who we think we are. We've been going to the polls as citizens of the United States, which have no elective franchise and no right of suffrage, which the courts have said so. 15th Amendment, they say all that is you can't discriminate. Okay, so I, when we go to the front door, they can't keep me out because of my color, race, or whatever. But they say right in 185 ALR, who is entitled to vote has nothing to do with the other part. Nobody wants to talk about it. And the civil rights has got nothing to do with the political rights. You don't have to be domiciled in the state to have civil rights in that state. You have to be domiciled there for a period of time, depending on the legislature. That's a whole different thing. And when you have a domicile, you have a birthright, and you have inalienable rights, you have a soul. Citizens of the United States don't have souls. This Congress just made them up. Same thing as the tenant I use, the tenant-landlord thing. Tenants and landlords don't have souls. It's just a status, it's just a relationship, some type of a contractual relationship. It's got nothing to do with your birthright, other than the fact that if you're in, depending on there be diversity of citizenship, I guess, but if you're in that state, the tenant landlord, they don't even look at that. This is the simplest that I can put it. Now let's go back to, I mean, if you can't believe this whole nonsense, I am so tired of tuning into the radio and even Tucker. I like some of the stuff Tucker started to nip at their heels, but Ingram a little bit, Hannity, he's still over there shining their shoes. Lindsey Graham is one of the worst ones we got because he was head of the Judiciary Committee and he could have really have done something. He didn't. Why? Always ask why. If you don't, you're in on it. McConnell, head of the Senate, he could have done something. He didn't. Because he's in on it. He's got contracts with the Chinese, the communists, since 93. He's making money. So now we get back to this IRS issue. Why are you doing IRS? I quit in 95. I had to get unincorporated because I found out when I found the fraud down in Juneau, I had to have a lawyer speak and that guy sold me out. That's all right. I fired his butt on when I was sitting on the stand and then I refused. I think it's $21,000 or something. He wanted me to go over to his office. I said, no, you got to come over here. Something about his the venue or whatever of his office, but they end up just walking away from it. Because I'm going to do it. And we're not, I'm not doing this, folks. I finally caught on. It took me a little while. But why? Okay, we have the agency, what they are mandated to file in the Federal Register. They all do. So why doesn't anybody go look? That's the amazing part. Well, then when you see it, what are you looking for? That's the next question. If it's compiled under 301 regs, 301, 26, CFR 301, 6630, or 6331, lien levy and all that. Well, you know, there's nothing there, folks. There ain't no there. We're done. IRS on the filing at 1040. Not there. You can't. It's a 301, Rick. They can't do deficiency. They can't do assessment. They can't do the judgment nonsense of lien levy and all that. It's all 301 regs. Now, if it is another agency and they don't have the 301 regs, because there's an awful lot of them like that. Back in a minute.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, we're back here. Step one, general applicability and legal effect. Got to be in the Federal Register. Not there, flip the bird. Not everything judicially noticed. Then we go to the only other test, the Administrative Procedures Act. Now, there is the formal, which says, hey, we're making regular formal stuff, just like Congress says, hey, we're gonna pass a bill, it's gonna go through the House, it's gonna go through the Senate, we're gonna discuss it, we'll get the President to sign it or veto it, and that is the same thing as the formal. What's the informal? It's supposed to be if there's some emergency. Why didn't they just say so? Here is the emergency, and here is why we don't have time to do it. How many emergencies in this country do we really have that Congress don't have the time to screw around in the Congress up there and dilly-dally and figure out how much lard they can get in it. But oh, in the agencies, we got to have an emergency meeting. So what do they say? This is where they tell us what they're doing. Incorporate a finding for reason, therefore, in the published rule that notice and public procedure are impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. We don't have to give you guys notice. Nothing. We just go do it. What does that mean? Always look at the words. Because the way the Federal or the Administrative Procedures Act, you have to have public notice that you're going to make a rule, and then you have to come back and have a final rule. And on both of them, you either have to say we're complying with 553B, like Congress, the House, and the Senate, and all that's doing their thing. You'll never see one of those. Okay, the informal. And it mandates, it's got to say that it's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. And it says this exemption of situation of emergency or necessary is not an escape clause in the sense that an agency has discretion to disregard this term. A true and supportable finding of necessity or emergency must be made and published. You'll never see one. There's no emergency. They will state those words, but we just decide we're going to do it because we don't know this. This is in a Senate report. It's in the courts somewhere. Lawyers don't know this, most of them. They don't have a clue. So what do those words mean? Impractical means a situation in which the due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. Unavoidably prevented? You're supposed to be on our side. So if they actually tried to do it right, it's the same thing as Congress says, well, you know, we're not going to actually vote on it in the House and the Senate because, yeah, it's just a nuisance. We don't need that. We'll just go ahead and it's going to be a law of the United States. We'll get the old Biden to sign it. We're going to bypass the procedure. This is mandated. They're telling us right here because we just can't make this up. Functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking rulemaking procedure. We could stop it. It'd be unavoidably prevented because we say, you got no authority to do this. Unnecessary means we're not interested in it. Public interest says, it requires the public rulemaking procedure shall not prevent an agency from operating. You believe this? Do you think that's our friend? Do we have legislatures that they would say, we're down here, we give them the assent to make laws. And it says, we could stop them from making all laws. Why would we have a legislature? Duh. Sheesh. Unbelievable. Back up.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.